Hello, my name is Michael, and you're listening to Forever Sound Version, a video game music podcast. Urban Strike, a 1994 Sega Mega Drive and Sega Genesis game, and that was composed by Don Vecker, or Don Vecker, I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce his name. The Mega Drive incorporates the Yamaha YM2612 chip, which is an FM synthesis chip, and the Texas Instruments 76489 chip, which is a PSG. I'll be returning to this hardware rather a lot in later episodes of this podcast. Don Vecker composed a lot of similarly rocking stuff back in the day for Electronic Arts. That piece we heard right there has a lot of FM synth guitar as well as those hard-hitting sample drums. So this is the first episode and also my very first attempt at podcasting in general, so I'm sort of learning as I go. In this episode, I'm going to play tracks from a variety of systems just to give you an idea of the sort of thing I'll be covering in future. You can expect episodes dedicated to specific systems, genres, and franchises. I'm presenting this one all by myself on this occasion, but I do have some guests lined up to help out with some upcoming shows. I'm not actually a massive gamer these days. I'm more into like retro games and emulation, though I do try to stay on top of what's going on via some more clued up friends. My wish is to make a podcast about video game music that is largely informed by my love of the music itself. Now, whilst video game music might seem like a fairly niche subject for a podcast, there are already a handful of really good shows out there that are definitely worth your time. That said, most of these shows are made by people who are more involved in the gaming scene than in music, and as far as I know, they're also all based in North America, so as someone from the UK who identifies as a musician more than anything, I hope to be able to bring something new to the table with this project. For many VGM composers, music was more of a day job than an artistic pursuit, which is reflected by the dearth of recognition they received at large, but this isn't to say there's anything deficient about video game music compared to regular music or whatever. I find that the limited affordances of sound hardware in certain games consoles and personal computers, and the creative challenges of having to compose for specific kinds of games, has resulted in some strikingly original music that really is worth celebrating. I'll mostly be covering music from the Commodore 64 through to the PS1, simply because I want to cover stuff that I know, but this isn't going to be a nostalgia podcast as such. I'm not about to go all 8-bit and 16-bit evangelist on you, because we do have a burgeoning indie game scene that is coming out with some really great music, and there has been a lot of very solid Redbook audio or CD quality VGM from systems such as the Sega Mega CD, the TurboGrafx CD, PlayStation 1, and so on and so forth. With that said then, let's move on to our next game. I want to play a couple of tracks from V-Rally, which was a 1997 PS1 game. I have no idea of the composer or the band, but I do know that the two tracks I'd like to play are called African Vibes and 70s Drive. just heard African Vibes and 70s Drive from V Rally, a 1997 Infogrames game. And again, I don't know who the band are or who composed this music, so if anyone listening knows who's responsible for this soundtrack, please give me a shout because I really wouldn't mind hearing some more from them. So, rally games were kind of all the rage in the late 90s, mid-90s even, with titles like Colin McRae Rally and Sega Rally, which is a fantastic game. But I feel like V-Rally might be my favourite, and a lot of that is down to its excellent hard rock soundtrack. So, now for some Amiga music. I'd like to play a track from Turrican by Chris Hulsbeck, a German composer. And, well, you might need a plastic surgeon after this one. This is the title screen, Shoot or Die, from Turrican. was Shoot or Die, the title screen music from Turrican on the Amiga, composed by Chris Hulsbeck. I really, really love that composition. It's got that massive bass throughout, it's got the heavy half-time feel at times, and it's got the heroic full-speed melody, which complements the gameplay. Now, the Amiga sound hardware consists of a module known as Paula, which is PCM sampling-based, rather than a synth, which is what consoles such as the Mega Drive used. Another piece of hardware that uses samples rather than synthesis is the Super Nintendo, so let's have some more sample-based VGM. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from Killer Instinct, a rare title from 1994. We're going to hear Jago and Orchid. Was Jago and Orchid from Killer Instinct on the Super Nintendo, released in 1994, and those tracks were composed by Robin Beanland and Graham Norgate. So, you wouldn't ordinarily associate the Super Nintendo with more electronic styles of music, but I feel like Killer Instinct soundtrack does have its moments where it's somewhat reminiscent of Yuzo Koshiro's work on the Streets of Rage series. And I feel as though there's some very imaginative work going on in terms of the vocal samples and the drum loops on these tracks. So next, we're going to look at an arcade title. This is a game for the Neo Geo MVS, a basketball game called Street Hoop from 1994. And these two tracks have some pretty special titles. We're going to hear Just 3-on-3 and Yo, What's Up?
It's your 3-on-3 street basketball. If you wanna join in, you gotta answer the call. Throw short, fast, don't make no difference. star, cause when the whistle blows, it's just a free ball. Baby, better slam it, get ready to burn. Take a 3-point shot, make everybody's head turn. That's just the way it goes. Yeah, I'm the finest on the court and everybody knows.
Magic on the blacktop. Magic on the blacktop.
Cross court.
Magic on the blacktop.
Powerhouse play.
Magic on the blacktop. Work that ball. Magic on the blacktop.
Slamming down the backboard.
Magic on the blacktop.
Cross court.
Magic on the blacktop.
Powerhouse play.
Magic on the blacktop. Work that ball.
With your 3-on-3 street basketball. If you wanna join in, you gotta answer the call. Throw a short pass, but don't make no difference at all. Cause when the whistle blows, it's just a free ball. Baby, better slam it, getting ready to burn. Take a 3-point shot, make everybody's head turn. That's just the way it goes. Yeah, I'm the finest on the court and everybody knows.
Magic on the blacktop.
Slamming down the back.
Magic on the blacktop.
Cross court.
Magic on the blacktop.
Powerhouse play.
Magic on the blacktop. Work that ball. Magic on the blacktop.
Slamming down the backboard.
Magic on the blacktop.
Cross court.
Magic on the blacktop.
Powerhouse play.
Magic on the blacktop. Work that ball.
Was Yo What's Up, and before that we heard Just 3-on-3, composed by Tatsuya Kiyuchi. So Street Hoop was a Data East game released on the MVS arcade system, but it was also ported to the Neo Geo CD console, hence the Redbook audio for this game, though it does sound more lo-fi on real hardware, probably down to the fact that it was played on a lower sample rate or a lower bit depth. The game was released in 94, so it was some years after the initial media fad of hip-hop entering the mainstream consciousness, but it's still very cheesy in its way, in a charming way I think. It does have a kind of fresh Prince of Bel-Air going on in that first track that we heard with the rhymes. The track Yo What's Up is some quite authentic, tight funk considering it's coming from a video game soundtrack. Shades of Fight the Power by Public Enemy in the guitar loop, and it does complement the gameplay as well. It's a really decent game. I like to play it at home on emulation. It's not supposed to be an accurate simulation of basketball, but it is a lot of fun to play, and it's got some beautiful, big, chunky sprites, which is just what you want from a Neo Geo game. Next, we're going to hear some music from a turn-based strategy game for the TurboGrafx-16 or PC Engine. This game is called Military Madness, released in 1989, and we're going to hear the music for Player's Victory and the ending. Was Player's Victory and Ending from Military Madness on the TurboGrafx-16 and PC Engine, released in 1989, and those tracks were composed by Jun Chikuma. The game's a lot of fun. You deploy and control tanks, you take over factories, though there is some slowdown, which makes the overall experience a little bit cumbersome at times. You hear different compositions at different points in each mission, depending on what's happening, so the player's victory track plays when it's your turn and you're about to win a mission. You would hear a different composition if it was the computer's turn, or if the computer was about to win a mission. I never actually had a TurboGrafx-16 or a PC Engine when I was younger, since those consoles weren't really around in the UK, but I've been getting into some of the soundtracks from this system, so I plan on playing some more music from this system in future episodes. Next, I've got something that's kind of topical, I suppose. Seeing as though Pokemon Go has breathed new life into the Pokemon IP, I'm going to play some tracks from the game that started it all, Pokemon Red and Blue, released in 1996 on the Nintendo Game Boy. We're going to hear Battle, the Trainer Battle music, and The Sea. That was Battle and the Sea, taken from Pokemon Blue and Red, a Nintendo Game Boy game from 1996, composed by Junichi Masuda. The battle music's very frantic with some florid chromatic runs of notes, and that reminds me of Flight of the Bumblebee in a way. It's perfect battle music for an otherwise light-hearted RPG. And the Sea is a nice, gentle tune that plays when you're riding on a Pokemon that can perform the surf move so that you can travel between continents. We've just about reached the end of the show now, so thank you very much for listening to this first episode. I hope you found something to like, and I hope you've been enjoying the music. The next show is going to be a big one. I've got big plans for it. I'll be joined by a special guest to discuss one of the most legendary game franchises of all time. Until then, if you want to get in touch, you can email me on foreversoundversion@gmail.com. You can listen back to this show on Mixcloud at mixcloud.com/foreversoundversion. You can like this podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/foreversoundversion. And you can follow me on Twitter at FSVpodcast. To close the show out, I've got something pretty special. I'd like to play the loading music from a 1987 Commodore 64 game called Delta, composed by Rob Hubbard. In this loader, the player actually controls what the music does. You can alter the parameters in the lead sound, the bass line, the drum loops, and also some special effects to help compose the track in real time. I used to play this loader a lot when I was a kid, back when my granddad had a C64, and sometimes I would rather just play with the music than the actual game itself. That said, Delta is a pretty serviceable shooter that's worth your time. So this is Rob Hubbard's loader music for Delta on the C64 with me at the controls. Thanks again, see you next time.